عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے ملے خاک میں اہل شا کیسے کیسے ملے خاک میں اہل شا کیسے کیسے مکی ہو گئے لا مکان کیسے کیسے مکی کی ہو گئے لا مکان کیسے کیسے ہوئے نام وار بے نشا کیسے کیسے ہوئے نام وار بے نشا کیسے کیسے زمین کھا گئی آسمان کیسے کیسے زمین کھا گئی آسمان کیسے کیسے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے زمین کے ہوئے لوگ پیوند کیا کیا زمین کے ہوئے لوگ پیوند کیا کیا ملوک و حضور و خداوند کیا کیا ملوک و حضور و خداوند کیا کیا دکھائے گا تو زور تا چند کیا کیا دکھائے گا تو زور تا چند کیا کیا اجلنی پچھارے تنو من کیا کیا اجلنی پچھارے تنو من کیا کیا جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے اجلنی نا کس راہی چھورا نہ دارا اجلنی نا کس راہی چھورا نہ دارا اسی سے سکندر صفاتح بہارا اسی سے سکندر صفاتح بہارا ہر ایک لے کے کیا کیا نہ حسرت سدھارا ہر ایک لے کے کیا کیا نہ حسرت سدھارا پرا رہ گیا سب یوں ہی ٹھا سارا پرا ہی رہ گیا سب یوں ہی ٹھا ٹھا سارا جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہی اب ہے ماتم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم تیری ذات ہی ہے تغیر ہے ہر دم جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے تجھے پہلے بچپن میں برسوں کھلایا تجھے پہلے بچپن میں برسوں کھلایا جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا بڑھاپا نے پھر آ کہ کیا کیا ستایا بڑھاپا نے پھر آ کہ کیا کیا ستایا اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم These are beautiful poems of Hazrat Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayh regarding death and life of the year after. That is the Ibrat, that way, by which lesson by which a person can take lesson. Jaha mein hai Ibrat ki har soo namune. In this world there are in every single corner, every single place a person looks, he will see things of lesson, which by which a person can take lesson, he can take some advice. Magar tujhko andha kiya rango bune, however the beauty of this world, the wonderful colors and smells, has made you completely blind. Kabhi ghor se bhi ye dekha tune, jo maamur te wo mahal ab hai sune. Did you ever ponder and think that those places which were so populated, so many people living there, hundreds and thousands of people enjoying themselves, now those places have become completely barren. There is nobody at all there. It is completely quiet. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is not a place wherein a person can place his heart and enjoy himself. This is a place where a person must take lesson. It is not a pastime and an amusement. Mile khak mein ahle shaa kaise kaise, maki ho gaya la maka kaise kaise. He says that the people of great shan and status in this world, eventually they landed up in the sand, in the dust. They were placed under the dust. Those people who had wonderful, wonderful houses, they were living in these palaces. Today they have got no houses at all. They are completely without any house. Huye namor ben isha kaise kaise, zami kha gayi asma kaise kaise. The people who had a lot of name and status in this world, today there is no sign of them left in the world. And the earth, the people who were like as great as the heavens, they were regarded, people looked up to them, you are like the heavens. The earth, which is the lowest thing, has how it has eaten them up and taken them away. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki jai hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is not a place wherein a person must place his heart. This is a place where a person must take lesson. It is not a place of a place where a person lives as a pastime and enjoyment. Zameen ke huye log pevan kya kya, muluk wa huzur wa khudawan kya kya. Earth has, pevan is actually a patch. So the earth has patched up great people. What it means, the people went under it, and the earth was taken out, it's like a hole there, and then you took a patch, you took the sand and you threw it over, so it became like a patch. So the patch on the ground, gee, this is your qabr actually. It was it looks ugly, the hole, so they put a patch over it. So the earth has made what and what people under it, patched them up, put them under it. Some of very, very great kings, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Allah wala's, all people, every single person, he also had to go under the ground. Dikhayega tur zor, tachan kya kya, ajal ne pichare, tanu man kya kya. For a few days, a person, he showed his strength, I'm so powerful, I can do this, I can do that. But when death came, the time of death came, it completely flattened him. Picharna is actually when a person wrestles, and he topples the other person over. So like the moth was having a wrestling match with you, and death came, and it completely toppled strong, strong, powerful people, completely destroying them. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi, ya ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi. This world is not a place wherein a person must place his heart. It is a place where a person must take lesson. It's not a pastime and amusement. Ajal ne nek kisra hi chora na dara, isi se sekandar safati bihara. Death came to a person. He did not leave Kisra also. He did not leave Dara. It is the same death which came. And a person like Sikandar, the great conqueror, it defeated him also and he put him under the ground. Harek leke kya kya na hasrat sudhara, para reh gaya sab yuhi tatsara. Every single person it had taken and destroyed that person. No sadness could bring these people back again. And all of them are completely like something which is useless, like sex. Useless. They are all lying down in the ground, completely useless, cannot do anything at all. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi, ya ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi. This world is not a place wherein a person must place his heart, but it is a place of lesson, and it is not a pastime and an amusement. Yaha har khushi se hai mubaddal basad gham, jaha shaadiya thi wahi ab hai matam. This place is such that every single happiness in this world eventually changes into thousands of sorrows, hundreds of sorrows and sadness. Where today there was marriages and nikah was taking place, the same place tomorrow there is a funeral, somebody has passed away, nowadays condolence. Ye sab har taraf inqilabat e alam, teri zaat hi hai, taghayyur hai har dam. All of these things which are taking place in the world, the changes are taking place in the world, everywhere, all around us. Never mind there, even in our own beings, in our own lives, there are changes taking place at every single moment for us to take lesson. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi, this world is not a place wherein a person must place his heart. This is a place of ibrat and lesson. It is not a pastime and an amusement. Tujhe pehle bachpan mein barso khilaya, jawani mein fir tujhko majnu banaya. In the beginning part of your life, years and years, you were just playing and passing your time. And then when you reached the age of Jawani, when you became Baligh, then this age made you mad in all your desires, etc. Purhapa ne fir aake kya kya sataya. Eventually old age came to a person, how it troubled him, how much of difficulties and problems he went through. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Then eventually death comes to a person, and it completely destroys a person. There is no name left of that person on the surface of the earth. Jagaji lagane ki dunya nahi, ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is not a place wherein a person must place his heart. This is a place of lesson, and it is not a pastime and an amusement. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Allahu 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah. Samandar ka sahil paharo kadaman bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai, nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi, meri mauj gham be sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar isi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar isi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samundar ka sahil paharo ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi hai. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi hai. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi, meri mauj gham be sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar isi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar isi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi.
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله العظيم. We'll first just translate this beautiful poem. میرے موج غم بے سہارا نہیں. The waves of my love of Allah is not without any support. There is some support, there is somebody guiding this waves of this love of Allah. The continuous waves of the love of Allah which I feel in my heart, which are coming huge, huge waves. And they are waves, they are not just coming wildly, but there is somebody who is guiding them and supporting them. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi. And this is where we have to try and reach, that we realize besides Allah we got no support. Then there is no other support besides Allah. And that Allah is my support. And is my complete and full support. So such a person will never become helpless, will never become hopeless, will never become depressed. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Besides you, nobody else is ours, O Allah. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. And this Hazrat had written in Reunion. And this is one unique place where I saw, where the mountain comes right till the sea. And there are some trees, etc. growing. Usually the beach is there, then after that the mountain starts. So at this place Hazrat says, Samandar ka sahil, the shore of the sea and the lap of the mountain, they are together here. Bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. And that the ah comes out, Ya Allah, your qudrat, how you have made things. As Hazrat says in another poem, another couplet, that by seeing the heavens and the earth, the stars, etc., that we have recognized you, the whole system. So all this is to gain the marifat of Allah. And seeing nature, like when Hazrat went to the Kruger National Park, at one time Hazrat said, I'm not going to see animals there, I'm going to see the creator of the animals. And this is also up to that time that a person has found Allah. Then he doesn't need this also. Once he has, you need your GPS until you reach your destination. When you reach your destination, you put your GPS off. Now you don't need it. So this all is until you have found Allah. Not for your fun and your pleasure, but to seek and find Allah. When you have found Allah, then these things won't appeal to you anymore. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. And the continuous waves never come to an end. Like in the sea, we see the waves just carry on. In tawaf, all the time tawaf carries on. The waves of tawaf also never come to an end. They just carry on all the time. Meri bihr gham ka kinara nahi hai. The sea of my love of Allah has also got no shore. If the love of Allah, there is no shore to it. It just carries on and on all the time. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. But this boat of the love of Allah has got a pilot also, a controller, somebody who is steering it and guiding it. Meri mauj gham be sahara nahi. The waves of the love of Allah of mine, they are not just wide like that, but they have somebody who is guiding them. Allah Ta'ala is guiding me, and my Shaykh, my Murshid, guides me towards my Allah. Yakhtar usi ka hai, jo aap ka hai. Hazrat says, and this must be our attitude, like the lovers of Allah in one couplet, Hazrat says, wherever they are in the world, but they one family. So a family, you are all one of another. So Hazrat says, I'm only that person who is yours. That means in my family. The family of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Nahi aapka, jo hamara nahi hai. And he is not yours, who is not ours. In other words, this family of the love of Allah, we all associate with one another. We are for one another all the time. So, mashallah, this very beautiful poem. And in this lovers of Allah Ta'ala, through lovers and brothers and sisters are those who help one another also. And the true help is when you see a weakness in your brother, then don't go and speak to the whole world about it. Speak to him about it. If you can't personally, then who you know is a responsible person who won't go and tell anyone else, ask him to speak to that person and try and advise him, etc. That is a quality of the believers. And in that, the greatest, as far as dunya is concerned, is the sheikh. That when he sees any weakness, he must try and correct it all the time. And this is like you have the gold when it is taken out. Under how much of heat it is burned to take away the dirt from it, to let it be pure gold. So a person has to suffer that heat so the pure gold can come out. Or you have a diamond, beautiful shining diamond, but there is some dirt in it. Now you'll have to use brushes on it also, perhaps hard brushes also. You'll have to use chemicals also, strong chemicals also, and to clean it and shine it. And you would always want your gold, your silver, your diamonds to shine all the time. Wherever you see little dust came, you will clean it out again. And that is what is the work of a sheikh on his murids. That he tries and makes them diamonds, and tries and makes them gold. But when you see any dust has come, then it is his duty to remove that dust again. And in the same process, to remind himself also. And for all of us, and our basis of this, of the Islah, is the malfooz of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh, nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That we have to try and better ourselves. We have to move all the time. We can't take a pause. Here we just have to carry on and on. Like that ball you throw up, the minute it takes a pause, it won't stay there. It can't pause. It will start coming down. So it can't pause. It just has to go up. So our spiritual progress also must just take go up. And one of the things that brings us greatly down, that not only a pause, not only a full stop, but which brings us down, the minute a person gets an idea, I'm something, I've achieved something, then that person starts dropping. And this is the duty of all of us together, particularly the sheikh, that he has to take this out from a person. That never must the thought come that I'm somebody. I've reached somewhere. So you'll become naked all the time. And the minute you think I am naked now, my islah is done. I've got the love of Allah now. So that the minute that will happen, you'll start falling again. So this is all. We should take it in that spirit that we all have to improve ourselves. Correct ourselves all the time. Anyway, with regard to this 1 week, just a little summary. And this will be door. Door is good for everyone. For those who weren't here, it's new sabak. And those who were here, and though they listened over the live streaming, but that also is not like to be present. The main thing is the presence. That is the main thing. And the sacrifice which you have made to come from all your places, it's Ramadan. And there is money also involved, sacrifice of that also, time also. And the main thing for those who have got some qadr of Ramadan is the routine. Now your routine gets changed again. That routine is very important, to have a set timetable, to have a routine. In fact, by Bani Mashayikh, the total Islah which they make effort on is you have become disciplined. You have a proper timetable, you have a proper routine. This is how. In fact, such of our buzurgs, people used, according to their ma'amulat, people should set their watches. So they were pabund on their ma'amulat. Then they knew this buzurg, he won't be late 1 minute also. You can set your watch according to his ma'amulat. So that is also a very important thing. But of course, don't make the watch your God also. Like namaz time, for example, that period is gone, alhamdulillah, but at one time, even here in South Africa, to a small extent, but especially in India, Pakistan, the chiming clocks, that when it is time for every quarter hour, half an hour, hour on the hour, the watch should chime. And according to that, the imam should stand up. And they should make namaz. So that is not correct. Don't be slaves of the... Make the watch your guide, but not your slave. Don't become a slave of the watch. Sometimes, like for example, One place where everyone just wanted namaz exactly on time. It must start, no matter what happens. So the imam, just before namaz, he went away to toilet. And then now it was time for namaz, so he rushed to come. So all they told him that, imam sahab, your wuzu. So he says, no, wuzu is not important. Watch is important, isn't it? You people want everything on time. So watch is important. So it's time for namaz. Now I have to make namaz. I'll go make my wuzu afterwards and I'll repeat my namaz again. Then they realize that it's not the watch that is so important. Watch is a guide. Use it as a guide. But don't become a slave and don't make it your God. That now, no matter even if you haven't got wuzu, it's namaz as time. If you haven't of takbir e ula, safefe ula, and today you see that, oh, I haven't got wuzu, but my safe ula, I have my 20 year will go. So now you go without wuzu. Now that you don't make that safe ula, in that case your God also. Shariat and Allah's commandments, that we have to see. So anyway, so routine is also important. And in Ramzan, those who really appreciate their Ramzan and the minutes and the seconds of Ramzan, they can't forego that routine of theirs. It's very hard for them to go. So this is a big sacrifice also. But this is the real essence of our Islam, to be in the company of the Shaykh. And not only that, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat explained this example many times. And what a beautiful example. When the lovers of Allah get together like this, when we gather like this, then a great, great amount of noor is created. That every person, every mu'min, every Muslim has got noor, what the kalima of deen, he has got noor. And those who are more pious, those who have made effort, that they have recognized Allah Ta'ala. Also, before I carry on, just remember this point, that we are the gathering here. That the object of tasawwuf, which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained to one person who was a journalist and a very informal, very close friend, and spoke very freely, openly with Hazrat. So he told Hazrat one time, I'm in a hurry now, I have to catch a train. But I'm leaving you with a question. When I come back after 2 weeks, you think about it and prepare my answer for me. Hazrat asked, what is the question? That he asked, what is the ye tasawwuf kya bala hai? What musibat is this tasawwuf? Which calamity? What calamity is this tasawwuf? So Hazrat said, no, 2 weeks is required. While just now, immediately listen to the answer. That the starting of tasawwuf is to develop ikhlas. And the end of tasawwuf is to develop ihsan. That is, that you worship Allah as though you see Him. And if you can't reach that stage, then you worship Allah with the realization that Allah is seeing you. That is, now this to see Allah Ta'ala, which comes in the Arabic, the hadith, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى كَأَنَّكَ, as though you see Allah Ta'ala. Which means that you can't see Allah Ta'ala in this world, nobody can see. Musa alayhi salam wanted to see Allah Ta'ala, Allah said, لَن تَرَانِي. What a firm order, you'll never be able to see. In this world, your eyes haven't got that strength and power to be able to see me. You can't see me yet. So nobody will be able to see Allah Ta'ala yet. But ka'annaka, as though you see Allah, that you reach that stage, that whatever you see, you can see the workings of Allah Ta'ala. Which Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully to Zahir hai. Oh Allah, you are everywhere. I see you everywhere. What does it mean? The workings of Allah. To zahir hai, aur laakh parde mein hai tu. But you are in 100,000 veils. You are hidden, but you are open. And the same meaning, he put it from that, this, he started from this end, that you are open, I see you, and you are hidden. The same thing he put in the next couplet, but starting from the other side. You are hidden, but you are visible. To baatin hai, aur sakht izhar tera. You are hidden, but you are so visible. So this is what a person must see. And the greatest proof of the existence, the qudrat, the power of Allah, and the easiest way to see Allah, the most closest way, which is so open, is you yourself. If you just think about yourself, how did you come into existence? It was one Allah who has made you. Nobody else has made you. So you'll see Allah. If you look in the mirror and you see your face, you see your eyes,
You have to see Allah. You have to realize Allah made my eyes. Did my mother make my eyes? Did my father make my eyes? They can't even look after their own eyes. Where can they make an eye? And the greatest and all the optometrists together of the world, they can't make one eye. If you have to lose your eye, the best they can do at a high cost, give you a glass eye. But an eye, and a glass eye, the whole world will see you got an eye. But you can't see anything with that. It's a glass eye. But if the actual eye which Allah has given, and the eye is far too big a thing. The eyelids which are on top of the eyes. This also, what a kudrat and what a, it's wipers that are working all the time. And a person blinks his eyes how many times in a minute? All the time the wipers are working. And when we wash ourselves, make five times wuzu, you wash your face, and the dirt that is collected, that was the wipers deposited there. Now clean it up again. When you make wuzu, etc., then remove the dirt which is there. So Allah, this wipers Allah has put there. So what are the workings of Allah Ta'ala? How each thing, the brain, how it works. Giving messages and receiving messages at 200 kilometers per second. The brain is giving messages. The heart, how it's working. The lungs, how they are working. Every part of the body. One small little, we get a pimple. That is a problem. So how Allah, so will see Allah Ta'ala. To zahir hai aur laak parde mein hai tu. To batin hai aur sakht izhar tera. And by our shaykh's barakat, arif billah. Hadrat has blessed us with this, that very quickly a person becomes an arif like this. He sees Allah everywhere. How Hadrat's all his tarbiyat. And one major thing which Hadrat has taught us, that قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And at the end of the ayah, towards the end, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. The most tazkiyah is in guarding your eyes. You make tazkiyah of yourself, remove this problem, that problem, pride, jealousy, holier than thou, attitude, ujab, vanity, that I am very good, all. But the most fastest way, close your eyes to woman, and your eyes are open to Allah. That's azka lahum. Just close your eyes to other women. So Hadrat has brought us, if we just comply reasonably, a person will become an arif of this nature by Allah Ta'ala. And he will see Allah Ta'ala. To stop looking down on people. And stop looking up at women. Look down when you see women, and look up at people. Have husne zan with people. Don't look down at people. Down on people, and don't look up at women. Just look down when they are women, and look up at people. Have husn-e zan, have good thoughts about people. And about that, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully. He said that a person who makes badgumani, and because of the correspondence we get, we know people write what their problems are. This is a very common thing also. In men also, and very much in women also. And not only one is, you see a person, you start thinking bad about him. Women are busy cooking, etc. While making tilawat, a certain woman's thought came in your mind now. One woman thought of another woman. And now she thinks she's very arrogant. That she's got a lot of pride. Now you're busy making tilawat. Now you are involved in a gunai kabira. So this is a common thing that is happening. Yeah, in the masjid, we making namaz, we are sitting, somebody comes, and you see the person came in, and now you have bad thoughts about him. This person is like this, he thinks he's very great, and whatever. These are very common thoughts. Shaitan attacks us with this. So this is badgumani. So Maulana, having evil thoughts about people. And this is worse than having evil thoughts about women, evil sexual, lustful thoughts and glances. That is also so terrible, it is a complete destroyer. But worse than that is to think low about somebody. And many of us sitting, but like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, you are sitting with this bomb in your heart. And if there is a bomb, it's going to explode any time. And if it explodes, everything will be destroyed. So you need a bomb disposal squad. Yeah, you need a whole squad in this world. You phone the bomb disposal squad people that we think there is a bomb somewhere. They will come, a whole squad will come. Hazrat say, to remove the bomb of the heart, you don't need a squad. You only need your sheikh. Make contact with your sheikh. Tell him, this bomb of pride is in my heart. This bomb of badgumani, thinking bad about people, that is in my heart. He will remove it. And wherever you are, you can be at a distance, he'll write to you and you'll remove it yourself. So this is a terrible thing. So this removal of this bomb, which Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi has given, is that a person just thinks this on the day of Qiyamah, whoever I thought bad about, this person got pride, this person is a very big sinner, this person is this person is that, whatever you thought, you'll have to present proof in the court of Allah. Every court case, there must be proof in the court case. Not just that you accuse somebody and you got no proof. So you accused him in your thoughts. Now present the proof of this. And you won't be able to present. Then you will be taken to task. You will be set now. Your trial will start now. You will become the accused. You were the prosecutor now. And now you will be the accused now. Because now you haven't got proof. And if you think good about somebody, even if he's not like that, but you made husna zan, you thought good about somebody, then without proof you get sawab. You won't be put on trial that present the proof you thought good about this. So you can earn so much just by thinking good about the person. So when a thought about somebody comes, just change your thoughts. That no, what I'm thinking, I am the bad person. My eyes are bad, that's what I'm seeing. And a few times this practice and it will become a reality. And you'll realize and you'll see your own faults. I'm the bad guy. I'm the rotten one. That person is very good. My eyes are so weak, I can't even see the good of that person. And especially when we are jealous about somebody, and there is a reason why you are jealous. That person, Allah gave him respect. Allah gave that woman the way of talking in bayans or whatever else it might be. So now, then you become jealous of that person. So many people listen to that person. So many people have regard and respect for that person. And you can't see the good. How blind are you? How dirty are your eyes? How dirty is your heart? So in this way, you'll fly towards Allah. That you are making husna zan also. And when a person thinks himself to be the lowest, lower and lowest, he becomes higher, higher and highest by Allah. Allah loves that person. More than all our taqwa and our piety that a person reaches Allah, the more you say, think, I'm so bad, I'm so useless, I'm the worst, and not think really, but realize that I am. And then that will show in your speech also. That will show in your walking style also. That will show in your actions also. That will show in your bayans. Everything it will show that I'm a nothing. And you won't get offended. When people don't ask you, people don't invite you, people don't call you, you won't get offended at all. That is a sign that you are gone down. And if somebody praises you, to feel happy is a natural thing. You're not superhuman. You're not beyond and out of the limits of a human. So that is not pride if you feel happy. But consider, if that person didn't praise me, then should I feel offended? If you should have feel that I should have felt offended, yeah, this is now that you wanted praise. Was I waiting for somebody to tell me, just out of the blue somebody praised you, etc., then you feel nice also about it? No problem with that. But when you realize if that person shouldn't have told me and I should have felt offended, then this is a problem. This is you were expecting it. And whatever you did was for that person to acknowledge it. And that person didn't acknowledge it. So this is one common problem. Where were we? The Allah Wala's gathering. This noor that comes here when people gather like this. All the sacrifices everyone has made to come, but it has created such a noor. What a practical, beautiful example Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives. In those days, candles, in our days, bulbs, globes. So all of us, whatever Allah knows, we don't know ourselves. What our bulb, is it already gone? Is it fused? It's not even no light coming. Or whether it's got a dim flickering, whether it's a 40 watt bulb, 60, 100, 500, 1000, 2000, Allah knows. But anyway, a person who got even 2,000 watt globe, how bright that globe is, or even perhaps 5,000, 10,000, very bright it is. But when you're sitting with everyone, and a person who got 40 also, now your 1,000, 10,000 watt globe, how much light is, but it's added with another 40. So now it's 10,000 plus 40 watts. The light has increased. No matter what your level is, when you meet with the levels of Allah, then it increases. And everyone, somebody 100, somebody 200, somebody 1,000, how a bright light. So one big light, and that light everyone benefits from now. So you had 10,000, but everyone's added now, it has gone to 50,000. Like at the sports stadiums, they have this floodlight, so bright. So if there's only one bulb in there, it will give that its light. But now there are 20 bulbs in there, 18 bulbs in there. What a bright light it gives. So all coming together, it creates this, and everyone benefits from it. So this is the great qudrat and power of Allah, and the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And in this, this is our gathering here. But even those that are the woman folk, according to Sharia, they can't come here in this gathering. But Allah, because they're observing the laws of Allah, not only that Allah will give them their share, but Allah will give them more because they're observing the laws of Sharia. Just like in a masjid, you came good time, but masjid was full. Completely. Now you made namaz outer, but your niyat was to read in the masjid namaz. But now it was full, you couldn't. So you read outside, but inshallah will give you the sawab of reading in the masjid. That is your niyat. Allahu Akbar. How our Buzurgani Deen, Allah reward them, have explained that a person came for Hajj and his niyat from home that I'll make all my namazes in the haram with jamaat, but he felt so ill, so much of fever that he couldn't make one namaz in the. Now he was feeling very despondent, like many people feel also. Even while we are on that, many women also feel when they can't keep their rozas in Ramzan. Now they can't make namaz also. Now they can't make tilawat also. They feel very despondent. Muhajir Imdadullah, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali say, it is a lack of ma'rifat. That because you don't understand the workings of Allah that you're feeling despondent. But Allah made it for you, and you're observing Allah's command. You're not forcing yourself, you're not taking tablets, etc. You're not doing other things, Allah's system. You are happy with it. You are getting more than what those people who are making their tilawat and their zikr without making it. This person who came for Hajj and he couldn't make his namaz, he told Maulana, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very in a sad, down way, that, Ya Hazrat, I came, I had so much hope, I'll make my namazes in the haram. How enjoyable. A person looks forward to, and I was just making all my namaz, and your own namaz in the room, you know how, what quality also it is. You just do it just to get done with it, and you're making it alone, you're not enjoying it. Hazrat say, wah, 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 how fortunate you are that Allah gave you a royal Hajj without effort. That you stayed in your room and you got the sawab of the whole haram sawab, you got it here. So this is also Allahu Akbar. It is a matter of understanding this. That for example, one person has become old now and now retired, pious person, and what call it, from tahajjud he's up. And Fajr, half an hour before, he's in the masjid already, making zikr, making tilawat. Perhaps he's the person putting on the lights also. He gives azan now, so he tells Muazzin, let me give azan. And all that. Then after that, till Ishraq, he sits. Then he goes home. Then he has a nice breakfast. And then he sleeps a little bit, gets up for charged, etc. From Asr, he's in the masjid till Isha. MashaAllah. Wow, all of us will say, what a pious. And another person is earning his halal rosy to feed himself and his family. Poor person, he's carrying some goods which he sells on the footpath. And he puts it all together in a sheet, a chadar. And when he goes, he puts his chadar, he places all his goods. Now namaz time, and he goes almost last minute, just makes it for jamaat. For takbir e ula, he goes, he just makes it in, he puts his goods in one corner, he goes, he makes his namaz quickly, finish namaz, he's gone, take his goods again and he goes. This person gets more sawab than that person. That person freed himself. This person in all that environment of difficulty and hardship that you take Allah's name, in the same way, a person takes Allah's name in Arafat, mashallah. in Muzdalifah, where in Makkah Sharif, Medina, one person takes Allah's name in a place of ghaflat, where there is no one taking Allah's name. He didn't voluntarily put him. You don't go to Carnival City or you don't go to some bad place and then you say, I'm going to take Allah's name. You found yourself inside, you're in the aeroplane. Nobody's taking it. What and what? They're showing films and all other things and everything is happening. But you had to travel, but you take Allah's name there. You get up, you go and make your namaz. That namaz in the aeroplane, we don't know, it's more superior than how many of your namazes which you made with itminan, khushu. And the aeroplane namaz, you're just finishing it up. You don't want to be an obstacle to anyone. You don't want to be in anyone's way. But that has got such value. So some also what spurs us on, some people feel, how you manage all this? But it is our friends, mashallah, the qualities that we see in our friends that spurs us on that to do even more. One lady in this week wrote a wonderful letter, long letter, and all her conditions, and such good conditions. And mashallah, the conditions are such that a person feels himself that I am nothing whatsoever. And that is the highest condition. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the day you make a namaz, and you feel, today I made namaz properly, that's the worst namaz of your life. And as long as you feel, oh my namaz, I can't manage, I'm not doing it right, I'm feeling bad, I'm not fulfilling the rites, you are going up all the time. And the minute you feel, today, I made a proper namaz today, that person goes down. And with that also, whenever we are reading, especially, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, at that part of the namaz, right at the end. And if we missed out there, then after namaz, we make usually istaghfirullah. There do it. But try and do it. The muraqabah we should make, that Ya Allah, you gave me such a wonderful meeting with you. An appointment that I should never have got from, it's beyond me. In this world, we can't get an appointment with the mayor of the town, with one counselor. Forget the prime minister and forget anyone else. With this all, but you gave, and you didn't give it to me, you made it compulsory for me. And I came and I had to now present my case to you. I got this problem. But I was totally unmindful. Feel guilty that my namaz, I could have made my namaz a 100% namaz. But I made it, I think 5%. I made it 2%. Or I hope it's not zero. I hope it's not going to be thrown on my face. Do this and see the quality of namaz will become greater all the time. So this despondency, like the woman also feel when they can't make their namazes, etc. No, not at all. So Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali told a person in a similar situation. He came to Haji Sahib and he said, yeah, Haji Sahib, I came here, I had the hope of making namazes in the haram, etc. But I was sick, I couldn't. Then Haji Sahib said, this person is not an arif. If he knew, if he was an arif, he would knew it's Allah's command. And you observe Allah's command, that is your 100%. Not when you feel nice. Many people also feel we are in deen and we are enjoying Ramzan and Taraweeh and Hajj when we feel nice. It's not when you feel nice. It is when Allah Ta'ala is happy. And Allah is happy when you observe His commandments. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, many people make ibadat and for the nafs sake. Hey, you enjoy it. Today my tajud, I got up on time, I read everything I had to read, tears also came out, today I'm feeling nice. Very nice, hajj to tajud, Allah bless me with today. And one is, you got up last minute, and you just made your two rakats, but you made Allah happy, that is what is required. So one is, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully, Abdul Latif Banu, Abdul Lutf Mat Banu. Abdul Lutf, Lutf is enjoyment. So don't become the slave of enjoyment. That you're making your ibadah to get your enjoyment. Become Abdul Latif to please Allah Ta'ala. And there is many ibadat. Maulana Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali explained that a person makes Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, etc. He doesn't get enjoyment, but he observes the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Like the woman in this conditions, they can't make their namazes, and the masalas are complicated, and it's going longer, etc. They don't have to worry at all. It's Allah's command in the same way, like they can't be sitting here with us. Where they are, and they're observing the commands of Allah, Allah gives that benefit also. And much more than what is for the ordinary, or normally what we get. So Allah Ta'ala's mercies are very great. And this is that nur that Allah blesses us here with. So this, briefly, in this, what we tried to explain, one was, which we explained last week also, the greatness of this month. Let us understand Shahru Ramadan. What a great month, Allah. Put it into our hearts. Push it, force it, let it go in. Like sometimes when you have to put something in some place, it doesn't want to go. How you force it, that you go in. Force it into our hearts that this is a great, great, great month. And especially those brothers and sisters who have freed themselves for Ramadan, for them it's a different environment. For others, the vast majority, we still have to go to our shops, we have to go to our offices, our work, etc. Outside, there is no Ramzan environment. So how much we can create in our homes, make a Ramzan environment. And the main Ramzan environment is Quran Sharif. While going to work, try and read Quran Sharif. At work, if we have free time, not stealing time from the boss's time, but on our own free time, to make a tilawat of Quran Sharif. So create this environment where, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, our buzurg sadqa, that we have got this environment like this, that we are all the time here in the masjid, appreciate this. It's a great, great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Just to be present in such an environment is a great, great. And also remember, this is not something we have started, it is the silsila of our buzurgs. And with buzurgs, as I explained one day, when kitab reading was taking place, and the names of our buzurgs were being taken. I remember very long ago, it was just still the starting when I returned from India, we went in Jamaat to Durban, and there were few old friends with Haji Bhai Padia. One was Haji Arbi of Tongat, also pious, very few, and or the supporters of Haji Bhai and of Tabligh work. So in that bayan, I just mentioned the names of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, all Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. Then afterwards he came, he embraced me. He said, when you took those names, what a lightning hit in my heart. The names of our buzurgs, really, these people who are an embodiment of Shariat, embodiment of Sunnah, embodiment of Ishq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their names just brings light into the heart. Which buzurgs have written that when you in the dhikri salihin tanzilu rahma, rahmat comes down just fadlan an wujudin, what to say when they are present. Just by taking their names, and this any person can make it out himself, that you think of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when you read your durood, and you thinking of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nur. And just don't think, but if the thought of a filthy woman comes, you'll realize yourself. When you think yourself that you are better than others, and you what a bad thought came again, that or you thought bad about somebody, that darkness that comes in the heart at that time. And on this side, the light that comes when you think of our buzurgs, etc. And particularly, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, his just thought brings nur and raises a person's spirits. All our buzurgs are like that. And what about the other great Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Bukhari, all the Imam Fiqh, Imam Hadith, just by the thoughts of them also, when these thoughts come, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So, this month of Ramadan, what a great month, Allah Ta'ala. It's a month of Rahmat, the month of Barakat, the month of forgiveness, the month where du'as are accepted, and how Allah exhorts us to make du'a. And du'a also, the reality of it is that you, man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa, that Allah is everything, then you'll realize I am zero, I'm minus. I'm not only zero, I am minus. And when then you ask Allah Ta'ala, there are many people who go and beg around for money, and they have got money, but they won't tell you, I got money. They'll tell you, come to one person, I need money for this, another person for that, but they've got enough. And one person comes and beg who got nothing. The attitude of both will be completely different. The one that you, who has got something, if you don't give him, he won't feel so hurt. He'll say, okay, let me try somewhere else. And also if you know that there's only this one man who can help me, nobody else, then you won't leave from there. So when a person realizes, I'm zero, I'm minus, and only Allah can help me, that attitude in that dua. And one is when you feel, I am alright something. That I got so many namazes, I got so many rozas, I got so many this, and I'll ask for more. If I get well and good, if I don't get, it doesn't matter. That person won't even ask with that attitude. When we think I got, and even all, the Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody will enter Jannah by his a'mal. Nobody will enter, and how many hadith in Bukhari Sharif come? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, wala anta ya Rasul Allah, and not you also. He said, not even me, only by Allah's rahmat and fazl. That famous instance of that one buzurg who made Allah's ibadat for 200 years on a little island where there was only sea water, salty water, but Allah gave him a fountain, sweet, good water, and a pomegranate tree. And throughout the year, that pomegranate tree, one pomegranate darum should come in the morning, one in the evening. And that was enough for his food. And he should drink that water, make his wuzu. 200 years, such ikhlas and maqbool ibadat, that when the farishtas should come from Allah Ta'ala, the angels, they should pass by him to take his barakat, then they go and do the work in the dunya. And when they return, they pass by him to take his barakat also. So when he came, after 200 years of ibadat of this nature, and he was presented by Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala asked him that, by my fazl, my mercy, fazl bansela, that's something for nothing, that you didn't do anything, I'm just doing it for you. By my fazl, go to Jannah. He said, Ya Allah, bansela, I must go to Jannah, my 200 years ibadat. Allah said, if you want to make hisab, kitab, you want to have work out things, then let us work out. Many people, lene ko jate hai, dene ke ho jate hai. We go and think when we sit with our in our company, with our partners, let's work out now our shares. And you came with a big hope, I'm going to come back with 10 million. When they worked out everything, you are owing 1 million there. Now you went with the big hopes and now you have to pay up actually. With what face you going to come home now? This is not just a story, but a reality. In Zimbabwe, when they were facing about the worst financial crisis recently, a person who had a old age policy, pension, retirement. So everything, now he thought he's going to, rest of his life, he's going to live nicely. He's got his policy and he'll go. So the bank wrote him a letter, come into the bank, let us sort out all your account. He went, he checked up everything. After they worked out everything, all the interest and this, and what costs come out and what charges come out from the bank, he was left with only one banana he could buy. Where he was thinking, and real this was, that my whole life now I'll sit at home, and my pension will come, and I will enjoy my life, only one banana. So on Qiyamah's Day, we think, I did this, I did that. Lene ke sochte hai, kahin dene ke na ho jaye. That we are owing me so much. So this buzurg said that my 200 years ibadat, Allah said, if you want it that way, I was sending you free of charge to Jannah. But you want hisab kitab, let's sit and work out now. That one eye, the payment of it is 500 years ibadat. That now pay me now, 500 years. He only got 200 years. And we got two eyes. In another narration that Allah told him that now when he couldn't pay up, told the farishtas, take him to Jahannam. And when he came near, had entered Jahannam still, the heat of Jahannam was so intense that Allah Ta'ala told him, just let him go and see. That heat was so intense, he needed water. So they presented water for him. How much? 200 years ibadat. One drop of water, our whole life's ibadat, ma'rifat, taqwa, is nothing. Where can we do Allah's ma'rifat? Don't ever think that we are some big abids. This is the worst disease that comes into a salik. And the minute he moves little, he thinks, oh, I'm a big, and now I've achieved this. And we look at other people, and we start, we attach our value by looking at other people. A person grew mealies and is going to sell it in the market. And as he's going, he sees dirt lying here and he's attaching his value of his mealies according to the dirt. When he comes, he sees the other mealie growers. What mealies they got. Then he realizes, oh, my mealies is nothing. So don't attach our value when we're seeing the dirt, on the road. And we're seeing other things and we're thinking we are somebody. Hey, this is the worst thing that attacks a salik. Shaitan comes, let you make your ibadat, let you get your marifat and your taqwa. Now I'm good. Now I'm better than others. And this is the work of a sheikh, that he must be conscious for himself also and for others, that this little bit dust also must not come. Take it out. But some of us don't like it also. And we just want to be that, no, you all right. I call you Haji Sahab, you call me Mauli Sahab. And we are friends. And we just carry on. And all the dirt, just sweep it under the carpet. Somebody said, so nice. No, take out the dirt, put it on the carpet and vacuum it. Take it out, don't leave it, don't sweep it under the carpet. So be happy when our islah is being made. Don't feel offended and realize, Allahu Akbar. On one something, our sheikh told something, then one Abrarul Haqsab later, to explain to our sheikh, Hazrat himself, this is the tawazu of Hazrat. He says, when I said these words, my sheikh told me, there seems to be pride in these words of yours. So remedy it. And then, Maulana Abrarul Haqsab said, a sheikh, a true sheikh, wants the best to come out of his murid. That's why he will correct. A mother who wants the best for her children, how she goes out of the way to wash them, clean them, feed them the best, save them from all which are bad things, which are unhealthy things, all the lollies and the sweets and the ice cream, she tries and serve, protect them from that. She wants the best to come out from her children. So in the same way, this is what is to come out. So anyway, this great month of Ramadan is that what Allah has given. The shaitan changed during this month. Du'as are accepted. A fasting person's du'as are not rejected. And at night we are not fasting. Allah makes an announcement 3 times. Ask me what you want. I will give it to you. And the du'a close on to iftari time. How readily it is. And the Hadhrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, but we are so worried of our iftari and looking what is on the dastarkhan. And our eyes are bigger than our stomachs. I'm going to eat so many samosas and so many pies and so many all those things we are looking. We even forget the du'as. In fact, we even forget to read Bismillah. For a whole day we didn't get food. When we get it now, we forget our Bismillah also. So that should not be the case. But at that time, du'as are readily accepted. Make du'as at that time. Whole night du'as are accepted. And the last part of the sehri time, of tahajjud time, then du'as are also readily accepted. At that time also, we more involved in eating. Our sehri, etc. Allow for 2 minutes, 5 minutes of du'a, before sehri, after sehri, but in its time, that is a very special time also. Then on Juma, there between Asr and Maghrib du'as, between the two khutbahs, during the whole month of Ramadan, the value of amal has increased so much. So Mawlana Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali gave this beautiful example that if the Reserve Bank, the government of a country, have to give all the Muslims money printing machines, but they are manual, with your hand you operate them. And you can set it to whichever denomination, 200 rand in South Africa, 150, 20, whatever, 10. And it will only work when the moon has been sighted for Ramadan. And it will stop working when the moon has been sighted for Eid. At the moment, Ramzan moon, we're not interested to listen news also. We not listen to anyone that one more day we can get it, we don't give. But if that money printing machine was there, then we'll put 3-4 cell phones. For every contact in the with numbers are ready. They didn't phone us, the moon has been sighted. We'll press the buttons. They're in Petersburg, they're in Cape Town, they're in Namibia, wherever the people see the moon. Because then my machine will start working. And then we won't have time for savouries. We won't have time for desserts. We won't have time. All the time we will just be printing. And everyone in the house will be printing. And then when it's Eid time, we'll put all the phones off. Until I don't get the news, my machine is going to work. And when somehow somebody informs you, then your machine, you won't want to hear it's Eid. At the moment, it's the opposite. For Eid, everyone's ears are wide open. Just anywhere, some conversation disorder, you are, without verifying, you go and tell home, oh, tomorrow is Eid, and whether it is or not. So, what is a 200 rand note? You printed for 20 billion in the month. What is that? Not value, wallah, not the value of one, subhanallah. Unless you used it and you put it in the path of Allah, then you made it valuable. Then you authorized its currency in the akhirah. But if you didn't, you just left it for dunya, it's not authorized for akhirah. Transfer it, use it for deen. And how beautiful our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when you spend money in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you give money. In the path of Allah, you haven't given anything. All you have done is transferred from your own one account to your own account of akhirah. From your account of dunya, you transferred it not to anyone else's, to your own. In the process, so many boys became hafiz, became alims. So many widows' work got done. So many orphans' work got done. So many masjids got built. So many maktabs got established. That's all your halal interest and collection which you got on that. But that money is only yours and it's gone to, and not only that same amount, Allah multiplies it from 10 to 700. And wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. According to your sincerity and good causes you gave it, it goes even more. So this is the month of charity also, the month to give in the path of Allah Ta'ala also. So this is a great month. Then Allah gave us the Quran Sharif in this month. What a great kitab, Hudal Linnas. It is our GPS, it is our guide, it is our manual, it is our instruction, not to how to operate your computer or how to operate your cell phone, but it is your guide to take you to Jannah. Not to show you got an appointment tomorrow, Monday morning, 8 o'clock. You have to be there at that office by that time for your appointment, whatever it might be, but to take you to Jannah, this GPS. That is the Quran. And when it is that for everyone, and also it is Hudal Linnas, Huda wa bayyinati min al Huda wal Furqan, and bayans and bayans, and Allah's bayans. Certain Maulana makes good bayans, everyone goes there. But yeah, Allah's bayans in the Quran Sharif. And Allah's bayans, whether you understand or you don't understand them, the effect will come in your heart. If you understand, then you'll be able to tell somebody else also about the bayans. If you don't understand, Allah Ta'ala is far, completely pure of any lagwa, useless, la yani, abas, unnecessary thing. Why has Allah commanded all of us, we must listen, 20 rakats taraweeh? And not 20%, 90%, 95% don't understand. But it's having an effect on you. All the time it's having an effect on every person. And the more we try and devote ourselves, though, and you're making a big mujahada, you're not understanding. One friend wrote that, he says that, if I understood Quran Sharif, I should also have enjoyed Quran Sharif like that. But when you don't understand, Allah's fazl is even greater. So that we are standing and we are listening, Allah's rahmat is coming. And it changes the heart of a person. So Allah gave us this Quran. And bayyinat, what bayans in the Quran. And the Quran is what you call it, kamojil bahri fi madadin, that it is like the waves of the sea. And they never come to, and the waves are never stale. You never get what dirt is pumped into the sea. But the waves, the air, the wind that comes, you say, in back home we don't get this fresh air. Yeah, what fresh air we are getting. That wonderful waves that are coming. So the Quran Sharif, wallah, every ayat is bringing what are the waves and the air, pollution-free air of the sea. What is that, what can the waves of the sea bring? What the Quran Sharif brings to take all the pollution of your spiritual life, all the filth and dirt of this dunya, tilawat of Quran Sharif. And listening to Quran Sharif. Make that also a habit in the house. Listen also. Especially if there is a hafiz in the house, let the mother also listen to him. Let the father also. Make an environment of Ramadan. As we explained, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh, and Allah blessed us and we had the good fortune. And our Khankaya, the Ramzan program is mainly based according to Hazrat's program in Saharanpur. And by Hazrat, the Ramzan program was so intensified, was complete, there was nothing else, it was Ramzan. To give an idea, one journalist came to Hazrat to ask a question. Was very informal and very open with Hazrat, like a complete friendly relationship he had. So he came one day in Ramzan, beginning days of Ramzan, he wanted to speak to Hazrat, greet him. So they told Hazrat, he said, a moment in Tilawat. Afterwards he came that Hazrat is a Hamrawa in this time. Now Hazrat, all the time was there. So after Zohar, now is the time for him to go. And Hazrat was into one of his special rooms, and he locked it from inside so nobody must interfere. And he was Hamrawa in Quran, his door. So that person knocked. So again they told, he said, then he shouted from outside. He was very informal and free. So he said that Ramzan comes to us also, not only to you, but to, it doesn't come like a fever to us, how it comes to you. By you there is nothing besides Ramzan now, besides Tilawat now. That is the thing that we should try and develop. Eh? That we, Ramzan, and we still everything normal carrying on. Our business, our routine, everything. Ramzan, Hazrat should say, for the ulama, forget the ordinary people, for the ulama, you are allowed 11 months to go by. You needn't work on your spiritual life. Those who are teaching in Darul Ulooms, those who are teaching Bukhari Sharif, for those people, Hazrat is saying, you didn't work on your spiritual life, this is the month now, devote it to your spiritual life. And make your spiritual life now. So this is the month that Allah has given us. It's a month of du'as again. And Allah readily accepts du'as also. But all this, and this is that we all asked for it also. How did we ask? We all were making dua, hopefully, that Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. That, oh Allah, give us barakat in Sha'ban, in Rajab and Sha'ban. Let us reach Ramadan. Allah, let us. How many people? Every day we're hearing of mayyats. Before Ramzan, we were hearing of mayyats. Yeah, Allah has brought us. And He has given us a safe environment, conducive environment. So Allah brought us here. So, and it was like we made dua that, oh Allah, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatam minas sama. Oh Allah, send us a ma'ida, a table, dastarkhan with food. Not that food which the Hawareen of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for. That was material food. This is spiritual food. When we said, let us reach Ramzan, the barakat of Ramzan. Also, one important point we should take note of here is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have hope of life, even that if he picks up the food and to put it in his mouth. If he made one side salam, the other side. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, his doctor Hakim told him that you have been poisoned and I don't think you're going to live. He replied, he said, my opinion is a person who wasn't poisoned, he also, you should have the opinion, he's not going to live. Not only a person who's poisoned, but a person who wasn't poisoned. There is a beautiful Arab saying, I'm looking so much for it until today I couldn't find it again, that if you hear somebody is alive, then you must be astonished. And you hear somebody died, that should be just naturally normal. For us it's opposite. When we hear somebody, oh, he died, Ramzan, suddenly. Yeah, but he was still well, everything. He was going for namaz and he got shot, he got killed, he has died. We are surprised at that. We should be surprised to hear somebody is still living. And just your own body, forget the whole world system. It's mind-boggling is not the word. That your body is still functioning properly. How the blood is moving. 100,000 kilometers a day, one drop of blood moves in your body. No accident. A person who moves 100,000 kilometers and no accident, no puncture, no nothing. And not one drop of blood. How many liters of blood in the body? And it's just moving all the time. And you don't have to go to a garage to service. Allah put the service center in your lungs and your heart. That it's being all the carbon dioxide is being taken out. New oxygen is being put in. Oxygen is brought in with the nose. Allah put the air filters. Allah put the air conditioner. Temperature of it. Allahu Akbar. So you, and it's working. You should see Allah in this. That Ya Allah, what? And not one human being. If Allah devoted all His energies for one human being, then all right. But Allahu Akbar, 6 billion human beings, and not only human beings, animals, small ants and small germs that you need a microscope to see, and big elephants and big whales. Allahu Akbar. Wahri mere Allah, wahri mere Allah. What is your qudrat, my Allah? So to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this month Allah ta'ala has given us to realize this. And in order to make it, now that the dastarkhan has come down. And you did your washing of the hands in Shaban, you cleaned your heart. And your heart is clean now. And now you have to take off that food now. Now keep all your parts of the body clean. If you have biryani prepared, your best guest is coming. And when they sat down, you heard the house lady shouting to the little child or the worker, go bring that dog's plate. We are going to dish out the biryani to give the visitor. Now they're going to give you biryani in the dogs. What they give the dog food in, biryani is cooked. But they're giving it to you in the plate that they give the dog food. You'll want to eat it. And you say, don't forget the spoon also. The spoon that we dish out all the dirt and the leftover rotten meat we give to the dog, whatever. Bring that we give the guest. So when Allah sent down, we ask for Allah, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatam minas sama. That you send us ma'idah minas sama. Allah sent Ramzan is ma'idah minas sama. Hey, the celebration of Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala gives us Ramzan, rozas, Allah gives us our zakat, Allah gives us our Quran Sharif, our du'as, Allah Ta'ala locked the doors of Jahannam, opened the doors of Jannat, Allah locked the farishta, the shayateen, Allah let the farishtas come down in what a table of Allah. Allah is saying, letakuna ayatam, so that you become an ayah, a sign of Allah. And wallah, if you just pass your Ramzan properly, you will become ayatu min ayatillah. You will go home, your wife will say, like in Jannah, she will say, but you're not my husband. Why? I am your husband. Yeah, proof. Certificate, nikah certificate isn't expired. It's still current. I'm your husband, but you weren't so good when you went from here. Now you're so sweet, you are so humble, you no more shout, you are not angry. Hey, you, Allah, what has happened to you? And when you are making dua for her, when you see her, that you my wife, you not my wife. No, I am your wife. She'll show you her certificate. My certificate also not expired. But now you also gone so sweet. You are making duas for her and you are giving her good advice. And then life of Jannat in this dunya. لَتَكُونَ آيَةً Eid al-awwalina wa-akhirina. Eid. Allah will make it Eid if we have this ma'idah min as-sama. The ruhani food Allah has sent. And Allah put what a menu Allah has put. Not from around the world, from Jannat Allah sent the menu. And it is here now for us to eat. Wash our hands now. Eat with clean eyes. Look at the food. Don't look at haram. Look at Allah. Clean your eyes. With a clean tongue. Forget all your swearing and your vulgar language. Your wife told you something, you tell her 10 things more. No, you just keep quiet. And in their great mujahada for you. Now clean ears also, that they tell you, you ask, what is this? I didn't see this dish before. This dish, they explain to you, clear it with a clean. And eat it and clean your inside also. All doubtful food and haram food and takeaways and all this, cleanse yourself. Eat this pure food Allah has sent. Then you'll have Eid when the day of Eid will come. And you'll become ayatum min ayatillah. And also remember, we asked for it. We made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab. So when Allah gave it, was it right? You checked it? That the mushriks of Makkah. Lakunna ahda minhum. Again, you forgot. Okay. So like the mushriks of Makkah, they told Allah, give us a kitab of yours and we will follow it better than the Bani Israel. We'll show you our colors, how we will follow it. But and this Allah doesn't like, a person must make claims. That if I had a house near the masjid, not one takbir-e-ula of mine should be missed. And you, in other words, you're looking down at the other people who are near the masjid. Never make such claims. Allah doesn't like such. If I should be an alim, oh, you should see how I should do. These alims are doing nothing. They're only fighting amongst themselves. If I should be an alim, I should have done this, I should have done that. If I should be a hafiz, you should see how I should read Taraweeh. No, these claims Allah don't like. So we told Allah we want Ramzan, now Allah gave us Ramzan. Now show our colors, appreciate Ramadan now. Purify ourselves and to keep rozas as rozas are supposed to be kept. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Those who want to become bad, come forward.
Who is Muhammad Nayyar?
You are Muhammad.
Briefly, we got the papers? Briefly, Ba'at is Sunnah, not Faraz. What is Faraz is our Islam, to correct our lives. And Ba'at is the means for it. Like we have some physical illness, we have to take treatment. When we take treatment, hopefully, we get better. So we have spiritual illness. Then that treatment, we have to go to a Sheikh, he's our spiritual doctor. And then, inshallah, by Allah, yeah, treatment is guaranteed. For bodily ailments, treatment is not guaranteed. You get better, you don't. And even if you get better, still you're going to die. And when you, if you don't get better, you got problems, then when you die, also now he's resting in peace. But what? Spiritual problems. If we don't take treatment, then the problems start in the qabr. The punishment for all our spiritual problems starts. So we have to take this treatment. It is far as the aim to take the treatment. And bayat is the means and the roads to it. When a person becomes bayat, a general prescription that is given, which we should observe, is to try and maintain Islamic appearance dressing wherever we are. All the time, as far as possible. If due to certain constraints work, really they are constraints, not just imaginary, then as soon as we are away from there, come back into our Islamic dressing, wherever we are. Quran Sharif tilawat daily. For men, 3-4 pages a day out of Ramzan. So we make at least, this is the minimum, one khatam and one khatam in Ramzan. For ladies, they should try and read Qatis Supara a day. And then 100 times, La ilaha illallah. The first time, and more or less every 10 times, the whole kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking all the dirt, the filth, the muck out of my heart, of pride, of jealousy, of weakness of my eyes, weakness of my salat, I'm taking it out. And with illallah, I'm putting the pure thing in my heart. So how can't your heart get purified? If we do it sincerely, inshallah, very soon the heart will become purified. And 100 times Allah. After first Allah, to say words of Allah's greatness like Jalla, Jalalu, etc. is wajib. And then, with this in mind,